On Tuesday night, in his State of the Union speech, the president will address this far less friendly Congress for the first time. In his speech, he'll be asking for their support on Iraq and for help on a number of other issues, starting with health care, immigration, and energy. Joining us for a preview is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, John.
Ron, the president has talked a lot about Iraq in the past couple of weeks. How much of this speech will be devoted to that subject?
Not so much. As you say, the president gave a major address on this less than 2 weeks ago. It was not terribly well received, judging by the public opinion polls. It was not popular among the Democrats who are going to be in this audience Tuesday night, or many of the Republicans who will be there. And the subject reminds Republicans of the reason they lost in November. So it's not a feel-good subject for this Tuesday night performance, but the president has to touch on it somewhere, near the beginning of the speech, and lay out his basic belief that we must persevere in Iraq so as to prevent worse things from happening there, prevent terror threats to the region and to the United States.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the White House is suggesting the president really hopes to make this more of a domestic policy speech and an opportunity to reach out to the Democrats.
Yeah, two things that reminds me of. One is the first President Bush giving the 1992 State of the Union when he was totally triumphant about Iraq and the success of Desert Storm, but reluctant to move on to the domestic stuff. In this case, of course, the current President Bush would love to make the turn away from Iraq into something different and domestic. Also in 1995, right after the Republicans took over control of Congress, President Clinton came before them and delivered that opening line about announcing that the era of big government is over to a thunderous ovation. So we'll see if the current president has a grabber of a line like that.
So what are the domestic issues the president will try to reach out with?
Well, we're going to start with health insurance taxation, which sounds a little dry, perhaps, but it's a chance for the president to use the tax code, which Republicans like to do, to affect some kind of a social policy on a social problem. And in this case, the idea is that there would be a new tax deduction. It's a little bit like a personal exemption for the money that people pay for their health insurance. So it's an incentive for people to go out and get some health insurance if they don't already have it and be able to deduct that cost from their taxes. The idea is to help people who don't have any insurance now, reduce the number of the uninsured. But the flip side of it is that there'll have to be some new taxation on people who now have very nice employer-provided insurance plans, which cost more than they're actually putting into them, and that is a benefit that has a great value that currently is not taxed.
Sounds like a tax hike from George Bush. That's surprising.
Well, under the president's plan, you're exactly right, John. It will play as a tax hike to those who have sharp eyes for tax increases.
Mm-hmm. Other issues in which he hopes to show a willingness to reach out?
I think we'll go from there to immigration and energy in this speech. Immigration, of course, the president should have a friendlier reception from this Congress because the Democrats liked his plan for border security, yes, but also a guest worker opportunity and also a path to citizenship for people in the country now illegally. That was not popular among House Republicans, and many of those people are back, but they're no longer running the show. So he should have running room there, and the Senate was always cooperating with him more than the House. On energy, there's really been a lot of common ground, really, on renewables and on alternatives. It's just a question of funding. The Democrats want to cut tax breaks for oil and gas companies in order to pay for those renewables and alternatives. The president's not going to be so high on that. It'll be very interesting to see whether or not he's willing to use tax policy to strongly incentivize, at the expense of the oil and gas industry, those renewables and alternative fuels.
Mm-hmm. And what about all those wannabe presidents out there in the audience in the House of Representatives on Tuesday night? Hillary Clinton announced her exploratory committee yesterday. So did Sam Brownback. Last week it was Barack Obama. And, of course, there's John McCain will be there as well. Are they going to work with the president?
You know, by my count, there'll be a dozen people in the audience on Tuesday night who have either announced or have an exploratory committee or are on a lot of people's short list and who may join the field. And that's really quite extraordinary to have that many. And they're divided equally between the two parties, six and six. And there are four who are House members, three Republicans and one Democrat. You don't usually see that many House members. Will they work with the president? They're not going to be his best allies. They're not going to be the people who are most interested in seeing him succeed because, to some degree, even among the Republicans, they need to push themselves away from President Bush and run on their own.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, John.